This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So please make sure you visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the Future, NCS51.com will get you to the brand new one, and you can sign up. We got a lot of people signing up here at the New California. And New California, I'll tell you, you're going to just love waving goodbye to the old California, especially now. You got Gavin Newsom again coming out with edicts like a dictator. Just like a dictator. Anyway, it's kind of interesting to see how this whole thing just sort of pans out. Anyway, so I'm serious. You know, the pandemic, get it? Pans out. I know. It's a very serious thing that Mr. Newsom is doing, destroying California and the nation, of course. That's his job. He's the wrecking ball. Yeah, he's working with the Chi-Coms and all of his cartel buddies to make the worst of it for everybody and all American citizens, especially in California and the nation. You know, because you know you have to look at it this way: the left-wing cabal to make sure that Donald Trump is not elected is existing in these with these Democrats in all these different states, right? I mean, they're holding up everything. You're talking about schools. We're going to talk about the schools opening in the United States. The president is demanding schools come out. And, you know, he is the president of the United States. And states, by the 10th Amendment, you know, they have all the other functions reserved to them. Okay? And they are responsible for educating our kids, believe it or not. But there's a certain problem, and I think that this is where you might see a great deal. And I have to check this out, because it seems to me that a lot of these states, now I know you guys are listening, so I want you to be cued in on this. But if you go back and look at the Race to the Top applications, and look at the bills that were written in these states for the Race to the Top applications for grant money. Because effectively, if you really wanted to get grant money back in the day, this is around 2008 and 9, primarily in 2008, and it was the great socialist governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who brought in the bill and signed it, basically. They gave up all the 10th Amendment rights of the state of California to the federal government. So I really think this Obama legislation that was foisted on... let me explain. Okay, Race to the Top was a federal education grant program. And it was a lot of money. And, of course, states that were desperate for a lot of money. States that were desperate for a lot of money were going to apply for it. But if you wanted to apply, simply to apply, then you had to pass legislation in your own state giving up your education rights to educate your children, your 10th Amendment right. It's a waiver, basically, giving control over education to the federal government. And I don't know if that's been repealed in California, because, you know, they've been and again, this is the deal. You applied, you gave up your education rights, you wrote legislation for this Race to the Top grant program, and you weren't guaranteed of any money if you wrote the grants. No, it was a competitive grant. And so what happened for Obama when he got it became, well, hey, who are my buddies? Who are my Democratic buddies that I can award this grant to? And that's what they did. They divvied up billions of dollars. And, of course, here's California. California, which, of course, is having all of its money stolen and given over to the Chinese and to the cartels, right, because of the corruption, the vast corruption that's in California, was just going, wow, you know, we have this great education program. We have standards. We have this. We have that. Of course, the real truth behind it at that time, the decimation of the California public education program was pretty much complete at that time. That was and now, of course, it's just a complete shambles all the way through and through. California education is the system, the quote system, is completely corrupted and broke, you know, just like every other system out there. And of course, now Gavin Newsom is threatening not to open schools. And so you've got San Diego and you've got Los Angeles counties in particular that are not opening their schools, Los Angeles Unified anyway. Those are the two biggest schools. What Newsom is proposing, he's proposing that it's all going to be virtual. Next year is going to be all virtual. The reason why he wants to do that is because he saves billions of dollars by not paying teacher salaries and operating the schools. That's the way he's looking at it. He figures he can just defer payments to school districts and not give them their money if the students aren't there, right? I'm sure that's what his logic is. So that means he's got a saving grace. He can get himself out of this budget problem that he's got. The budget problem is only about $125 billion. And he'll probably spend about $59 billion, or he'll be able to have access to, or he thinks, that about $50, $60 billion that he doesn't have to pay the schools to operate next year. Isn't that just a grand plan? Great for the kids, huh? Excuse me, it's time for Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Okay, here's the deal. We have absolutely got this situation where federal government may, in fact, be holding the keys to all these liberal states out there. The president may be actually large and in charge through the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., of anybody who received or any state that wrote legislation giving up their rights to educate the kids, their 10th Amendment right. See, remember that those things that are not part of the federal government are completely left up to the state. And the federal government really is not supposed to be in the business of state stuff. You know, the states do that. So that's what the whole idea of having your own autonomy. Your own autonomous state, own autonomous counties, cities, and so on. That's what that means. That's what that means. And so you have all these, you know, that's what the founders wanted. And education is reserved for the states. But, like in the case of Race to the Top, if you can say, look, we're going to give you money over here, but you've got to change your laws, and you've got to give to the federal government the right to educate the students, and you no longer control it. That's why school boards are so stymied now in most places, because they really don't have much say in what is going on with the curriculum. It's the federal government. Now, I just put this out there. It seems to me, under these circumstances, the president might actually have the ability to tell states to put schools back in place, period. Like it or not. Simply because they changed the law about, well, Race to the Top. I think it's kind of ironic. This could be a huge bit of irony here. Don't you think? I don't know. I just hope they're listening. I think they are. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Boy, I'll tell you, state of the future. It is here. It is now. That's really happening. That's a fact, Jack. Okay, so a lot of news going on here. We're going to get into it. Network issues. I love it when, you know, you're sitting here and all of a sudden just Zappo comes across. Network issues. Thank you. If you are of that mindset where your computers are just not working like they should, or your cell phone kind of going nutty, well, it's probably because your cell phone's going nutty is what it is. Yeah, that's really kind of a bummer. I know it's a bummer. But this is what's happening. It just seems like, you know, yesterday I had to run over to the other side of town. And I was running around and I'm talking on the cell phone. All of a sudden, you know, the phone, the signal going, little sound effects. I don't think I'm pretty clear on that one. Pretty garbly. And I'm going, what? And finally it clicked off. So I'm on the south end of town. And I drive for a while, and I'm trying to get the signal back. I'm looking for a signal. I'm just looking for the signal as I, you know, go down the road to where I'm supposed to go, which was on the far end of the south side of town. And so the deeper I get, the more I look, and there's no bars. There's absolutely no bars. So I'm wondering, geez, you know, this is a place where I've talked before, no issues. There were bars, no problem. So, you know, I'm doing the... obsessive compulsive thing, like pressing the buttons. Wait a minute, there's no bars. And so it's just, you know, it's just a weird juxtaposition to be in, you know, because there were no bars. So finally, I said, well, I'm going to just go to the other side of town. I'm going to go to the north side of town. And I stopped what I was, and I went to the north side of town. I crossed a major highway, and there's bars. There's bars on the north side, no bars on the south side. I said, is this something to do with the rebel flag or something? Anyway, I went back across the road and went to my place, did the thing I was supposed to do, and then went to the north side of town and got the bars back. I mean, it was really weird, but the whole area, I mean, this is miles upon miles of driving, maybe 5 miles of driving without bars. But I know that seems to be the thing lately. That's why I'm bringing it up, because it's a little frustrating to have that type of thing happening, right? I'm serious. So we got the COVID virus going on, and we got Newsom doing his orders. We're going to talk more in the second hour. We're going to talk about Newsom right now. I mean, I really don't. So the NFL, a little side note, the NFL is coming up with a specialized helmet to protect the football players as they're playing from, are you ready for this? The COVID virus. They come with specialized masks. Listen, I played football. I coached football. Love football. School administrator for football. You know, college and high school and all that stuff. And, no, never pros. I never had the desire to play professional. Never, it never even crossed my mind. I think when I was a little kid, maybe, I'm going to be Sam Huff. Remember that name? Wow. There's a legend. There's an icon. Look him up. Sam Huff. And, that was it. You know, that was New York Giants day back in the day when I was a kid. For whatever reason, living on the West Coast, I liked the New York Giants. Go figure. As a kid, it's just the way it was. But anyway, I can't imagine putting on a helmet and you got now a mask that's going to prevent you from getting the COVID virus as you play football, because it's underneath your, you know, your bars there. I don't know. I think that you probably might see some players pass out primarily from the lack of oxygen. Hypoxia, they call it. Just a little. I mean, is it just amazing how we can be so creative? Okay, we have to dive into some reality checks now. The slaughter continues in the cities. All democratically run cities. You know, I don't understand why they think this is a good position as Democrats to be negotiating from, where you're actually seeing the wanton destruction of the cities and inner cities right before your very eyes. You know, first it's get rid of the police and, you know, gee, it's sure we know what's going to happen there. But listen, if you understand that you want to take a country over, you want to destroy a country, this is what you do. These are the processes that you do. They've got a problem, though. Overall, collectively, these folks have a real problem if they're trying to overthrow the America. They really do. And the big problem is we still have freedom and liberty, and people are kind of taken aback, and we're being kind of friendly that we understand there's this, quote, crisis because the government, see, we have faith in government, which we shouldn't have. See, this is where we'll come back to that. I'm not gonna lay the guilt thing on everybody. I mean, you have to rely upon people like me to wave the flag and say, this is not time to trust the government. But, you know, everybody will come around to that. That's what these people do not understand, is that eventually we Americans do come around to, like, what are they doing to us, you know? So that time is coming. I want to say that time is coming. But in the meantime, it's kind of a sloppy little affair, isn't it? I mean, it really truly is right now. But this is all part of their plan to overthrow us. We're just too big. There's too much freedom. And when people get to this point in crisis and they start realizing, they go back to the playbook. That's really what happens. You know, I can remember in football games when I was coaching, and I learned it from, you know, when I was playing, from the coaches. Go back to the playbook. What are we going to do? And, you know, every week you make up a playbook. Every week you come up with, you know, what are the plans? What are the strategies that are going to be laid out going forward? What is the grand plan? And, you know, you have a book. Now, it used to be that playbooks from the other team were sought after. And they were notebooks. You know, today you just, you know, it's a file. You send it. It's a PDF. 250 pages in the playbook. And, you know, some of these playbooks are just really, really sophisticated. I mean, you know, X's and O's and lines and zeros and dots and dashes and all that kind of stuff going around. And so anyway, when you go back to the stress of our society and our culture, you know, when people really, when a tragedy strikes, you know, most people will turn to God. That's a fact, at least in this country, for the most part, isn't it? When we have a tragedy in our life, that's what we do. If you're an atheist, I don't know what you do. I know atheists that have become Christians real quick. Seen that. Boy, have I seen that. It's kind of a really compelling thing. I'm not going to do the witnessing thing here or anything. I'm just saying that the point is that we as a country do have a playbook. And we have two playbooks, basically. We have the Bible. We have our religious beliefs. How's that? We'll cover all of them. Be politically correct there. And we have a, you know, another subtext of the Bible called the Constitution, which, you know, really the Supremacy Clause says that's it. This is it right here. And, you know, we can sit there and read the Constitution, and we can sit there and realize, you know, these guys are not following the Constitution. And it's pretty easy to see. And then in some cases, when they're not following the Constitution, you can ask them to correct their behavior because they have an oath of office that they have to, you know, uphold. And we've done this actually successfully with sheriffs, we constitutionalists. We originalist constitutionalists. We've done it successfully with sheriffs. Because sheriffs now are emboldened and empowered to realize that their sovereign area, their counties, are sovereign to them. And they have complete authority, which protects us from the government, both federal and state and local. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. State of the future. Okay, so we're talking about the playbook that we follow, of course, is the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, and the Bible. That's the fundamental playbook for the United States of America. Now, and you, all of you out there, understand, because this is history now, that the founding of this country was by strong Protestant Christians. You might not like that. That's history. And the ethos that is developed from that, of course, has benefited everybody who especially wants freedom of religion, which is one of the major driving movements of this country. Freedom of religion. Not from religion, of religion. So now that we've got that out of the way, we can have the conversation. So my point is that when things start to break down around you, you have a tendency to look carefully at the playbook, is my point. And I can remember sometimes in tight football games, and you know, I knew the playbook inside and out because usually I had written it. So, but you know, it was kind of like, let's go back to the book. Let's look at the drawing. Let's look at the cards. And so, you know, I actually used to have flashcards. Usually when the kids, your big 5x8, you know, big 5x8 cards. 5x8? Yeah, 5x8. 4x8? Whatever it is. 5x8. And these flashcards, you know, with the plays drawn out. They're going to probably run this play at you, or they're going to do this. They're going to do that, you know. What's the anticipation that you think when they do, when you see this set, what happens? Now, that's football talk, you know. So, anyway. And, you know, the defensive kids, the linebackers, they go, oh, yeah, okay, it was a good reminder. You know, like, hey, you're being beat on this. See that? See that play? See that set? And they go, oh, yeah. Okay, well, don't get beat. Okay. So that's the kind of stuff. You have to have that flashcard. You have to have that, you know, remembrance of what it's all about, you know. So that's like when, you know, I challenged people when I give my speech. I said, okay, what are the five elements of the First Amendment? What's an element? There's five of them. The First Amendment has five. Freedom of things, you know. You have freedom of religion. You have freedom of speech. You have freedom of the press, and you have freedom of assembly, and you have freedom to grieve. Those are, and that's that. That's the order of it for the First Amendment. You have those that, and they have to tell you point blank, you have these freedoms. That's exactly what the Founding Fathers were doing when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, and then they came up with the Constitution, and then they came up with the Bill of Rights. Said, hey, we make it very abundantly clear the way this works. And that's what they did with the First Amendment. So right now we're in that issue with all the COVID virus stuff about being closed down, being closed out of our church, all this other stuff. And we're being challenged by the first element of the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights, the first element in the First Amendment, which is freedom of religion. That's why I chastise, you know, these pastors who've closed their churches down over a bug. That the data is sketchy and false. See, this is the tyrant is using it against you. And you're caving. That's a problem. That's a real problem, isn't it? Because you just helped to give up our freedom of religion to a tyrant who's now foisting it even more so because you were recalcitrant. You collapsed. You gave in. You didn't resist it. And, of course, we will not comply. Does that sound familiar? Well, that's the point in all this. So, but my bigger point is that right now this country is in a shambles. It's in, you know, as I was saying, the inner cities are becoming desperate places to be. And the laws are being shape-shifted around us deliberately. But, you know, Soros operators and things like that. And, of course, the legislatures in all these states. And they want to get rid of, you know, like I said before, police departments defunding. All by design. Absolutely all by design. But let's dive into some of the pain and agony of some of these people. This is the big thing right now. Dad and grandma of one-year-old boy shot in picnic have terse message for his killers. There were at least 17 shot in New York as gun violence continues to soar yesterday. This is what communists want to do. De Blasio, a craven communist, is the mayor of New York, of course. And he's doing everything he can do to disassemble New York. And he's starting off with New York's finest, the police department. Okay, so he's defunding it. He's going along with everything that Black Lives Matter thinks and does, right? He's using the race card to his abundance. And, of course, the consequences of all this for New York are just fatal to the city. Unless it's corrected. That's why I say break out those good books. Get the playbook going on. The father of a one-year-old boy who was fatally shot at a family cookout in Brooklyn Sunday night, pleaded for answers on Hannity Monday before sharing a powerful message for the cowards responsible. There you go, the cowards. This is, of course, all this stuff from the left is cowardly, everything. But, you know, when cowards get away with it, then they become emboldened cowards. And there's nothing like someone with a cowardly mindset who's emboldened. All you need to do is look at Gavin Newsom in California. Remember when we started closing up our churches and we started to take a knee to the government? Now you've got a craven dictator. And now you have it in de Blasio, right? Because he's really disassembling New York. Yeah. You look at my son's life, says Deval Gardner Sr., who told Fox News contributor Lawrence Jones, I can't get that back. I can't hold him no more. I can't hear him calling me daddy no more. I can't kiss him no more. I can't play with him no more. I've got to go put my son in the ground now, he continued. He's only one. His birthday is in 2 months. He didn't live to see two. He didn't live life. It's like I wanted to get him out of this violence before something like this happened. Yeah. Pretty moving stuff. Pretty moving stuff. Watch this.
Baby, boy filled with all of God's potential. His life matters. And today, Fox News contributor Lawrence Jones, he interviewed his father and his grandmother. Lawrence, I don't know. I mean, I just imagine they are devastated, as any parent would be.
Sean, good evening. A sad story indeed. New York City is facing currently, Sean, 130% increase in shootings across the city. Earlier today, I got to talk with the grandmother and father of young Deval Gardner Jr. As you noticed, Sean, he was in his stroller in the park at a barbecue where when a group of men came out, started shooting, they end up shooting him in the stomach. They tried to rush him to the hospital, but he died yesterday. I talked with his family today, and they aren't happy, Sean. Take a look.
My girlfriend was on the phone with my mom. She said, you have to call your baby mother. Junior's in the hospital. So when I called her, like, she just, like, as soon as she picked up, she was just crying immediately. Like, you need to get here. You need to get here. Hurry. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she was like, Junior got shot in his stomach. And
it's okay.
And it just broke me down because I didn't know, like, if my son was going to make it or not, and he didn't. And I'm sitting here calling everybody, like, nobody can tell me the condition of my son. He getting transferred from hospitals. Like, nobody's seen him yet. Like, the doctors can't say nothing. It's just, I was looking for answers. That wasn't answered for me, and it just broke me down. And then when...
Yep. It broke him down. Breaks us all down when you see this. It sounds like something that happened in Seattle a couple weeks ago, huh? Sound familiar? Doctors won't let him see him. No one helped the dad. Son died. Shot by Black Lives Matter folks. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Right. I just lost myself.
For the cowards that did this, you should be ashamed of yourself, because everybody talk about Black Lives Matter. What about baby lives? What about teenager lives? Like, you took an innocent child from a mother and a father, as well as the grandparents. And I don't think it's fair.
DeVille, do you believe, based on what you know now, and no one's talking, that people thought that your son's life mattered by the way they're conducting themselves right now?
No. Anybody who said that they are...
Well, we got a little glitch.
Lying, because if you know information, that needs to be said. And no information is being needs to be said. Like, this is my son. He died. You need to, whatever information you need, you know, you need to tell me. It needs to be known. I need this information. Because these guys just took my son's life. For what? He didn't do nothing to nobody.
Do you feel like the elected leaders, the people that represent the community, are doing enough to stop this?
No. The community is just getting worse and worse. Nobody's doing nothing about it. Nobody. Nobody's trying to make a change.
Yeah, that's just it. And, you know, there it is. Nobody's doing anything about it. So it's getting worse, sure. They're just doing away with the police. And, you know, law enforcement's going to be doing its thing. And it's not a thing. And, you know, they're retiring like crazy. You got a lot of retirements going on in the law. It's just breaking down. And law and order will break down. And then guess what? The people who play for the other team say, hey, let's try our variety of law and order. There you go. There you go. Now you go. Yeah. Now you do the Mao Zedong thing. You do the Adolf Hitler thing. You do the Pol Pot thing. You do the North Korean thing. And it goes on. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot Lenin and Castro. Right. You have a different variety of policing. You have like the Stasi and the Gestapo. That's what they use. KGB. Round you up and take you away and you're never seen again. And God forbid you have a Bible. See, that was always the way it was in East Germany, as an example. You had a Bible, you weren't put in jail or put in a re-education. You were shot. It's simple little things. And if you don't think that that's not in store for us, if we don't stand up and fight against this stuff, you're nuts. That's exactly what they want to do. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And they're trying to do it right now. You can actually see it. Right before your very eyes with a dictator like a Gavin Newsom who throws down edicts all the time. And everybody still responds to it. They wear the mask. They wear the mask. Even though it's illegal what he's telling you to do. Even though he doesn't have a law to stand on to tell you to do that. Not one. And his data is poor. Very poor that he's using. And as I say, it's a hoax. It has been a hoax. All of it's a hoax. But that's okay. Listen, the end justifies the means, doesn't it? You don't think that this freedom of liberty that we all have right now, a semblance of for most of us, is going to be around much longer if we don't put a stop to this and stand up against it, do you? No, it won't be. That's why we cannot comply to a dictator. Because a runaway dictator is a runaway dictator. And that has real serious consequences for you and everybody else. You and everybody else. And you know, this is known in history, what's happening right now. And rational people know the historical events that brought us to, let's say, the gas chambers in Germany with Adolf Hitler. It's all playing out again right before our very eyes, yet people somehow feel like, well, somebody else will take care of it. The complacency, the laziness. Well, we got, you know, Paul Preston over here. He's a radio guy. He can talk his way and he can do his stuff. He can organize New California and he can do it all. And I can go to church, I can do my thing, and he'll just take care of business. I don't have to do a thing. Then one day there's a knock at your door. Yeah. And you know, because you went to an event and you didn't pay attention to what was going on, you didn't really care, you said, this guy, he'll take care of everything for us. And then one day they'll come for you. And that's the way it works. That's the way it works. I sure hope everybody gets back to school. I really do. I think it's a... That's sort of the lead-in, because the next hour we're going to talk about the Orange County Department of Education. You know, you think that Orange County, California is not conservative. Good luck with that one. Of course, everybody now realizes and recognizes that the election, the last election cycle in 2018, was completely stolen from them. They're not going to listen to Gavin Newsom down there too much. And there's other counties doing the same thing. They're standing up. They're stepping up. People are finding internal courage to do the right things. Go and do and be and do things. Be a part of something that can actually stop it. You know, like being a part of New California. There's some really special people in New California movement. They're strong. They understand. They have priorities. They have their prioritization down. They understand that they have to be a part of something that's bigger than them. And this is much bigger than all of us. But we can do it. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. Your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so here we come. Here we come with the daily presidential tracking poll. I'll try to get it in the first hour, and of course this is a perfect time right now at the end of the first hour. Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll, sponsored by Likelihood of Confusion blog. Likelihood of Confusion blog. All right, I don't know what that is. That's what's the title of the. It's brought to you by. For Tuesday shows this. Now, remember yesterday, it was like 44% of the likely U.S. voters that approved of President Donald J. Trump's job performance. Well, today, shazam, we're at 47%. I told you. I told you it's going to go up, and it went up. Yeah, as the week goes by and they like the way this guy works, everybody says, I like our president. That's what they do. Latest figures include 36% who strongly approve of the job rating, 43% who strongly disapprove. Well, that's kind of a normal sign right there. I like to look at the little graph where the two graphs of Obama and Trump collide. Let's see where the Obama was this time. Aha. Aha. Obama at this time was 49%. This is, of course, you know, if all things considered, We're talking about July 14, 2012, right? Good news for Trump. It's all good news for Trump. I'm telling you. It's all good news. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com and NCS51. Thanks for listening, and remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.